Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal co-host, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Ayo Kedar, the natural Zen diva. It is Monday already, so happy Monday to each and every one of you listening to us. We thank you for listening to us live. We thank you to those of you that will be listening to this replay, and a special thanks to those of you that will share this show information and the replay call information as well with your friends, family members, or anyone you know that is in need of a mind shift. So as always, we are excited to be here. We're excited about another hot topic this week. For those of you that may have missed the show last week, we encourage you to go back online to mindshifttalkradio.com and listen to the show Untangle Your Potential with Broderick Rice, the Empowertainer. He was here discussing his new audiobook, Untangle Your Potential. He had some really funny stuff at the beginning, kind of caught us off guard. You know, we were just kind of like, whoa, we didn't expect this. You know, he's so deep with the information he was sharing, but he had us cracking up for probably like the first half hour of the show. It was hilarious. So we definitely encourage you to go back there and also to get his audio book. He has so many golden nuggets in that audio book about how to live beyond your current circumstances and really to get to the next level in your life. And I know his audio book is available on cdbaby.com. So if you need any more information about that, feel free to visit the website, or you can find more information on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. But now, it's a new week. You guys have seen the title for this week's show, How to Condition Your Mind for Success. So how to condition your mind for success with the Mind Shift Booth. So you get to spend the next hour with us. There's no other special guest or anything like that this week. This is all mind shifting going on tonight with our own crew. So I'm very excited about that. It's always cool when we get to just have discussions between the three of us and, you know, just go back to how it initially started. It started off with the three of us just sharing ideas and sharing different perspectives, and then, bam, the radio show was born. And so it's always exciting to just come back with my brother and sister and do our own show. So welcome, Woo-hoo! Billy and Ayo.
Hey!
I'm excited. I really am excited. It's just so fun when we just get to chat between ourselves and everything. Not saying we don't love our guests. We totally love our guests, but it's just cool what it's like just being back at home with us. So I'm excited about that. But, guys, what do you think about the topic tonight?
Man, I think we about to go in tonight. That's all I got to say.
You're already speaking my language.
You see, when we have guests on, and you know, we love our guests, but we kind of sit in the back, you know. But we on here for a reason, and we about to show you tonight. Amen. We going in tonight.
Holla. What's up, Ayo? Yep. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's my sentiments exactly. You know what? I was so fired up. I was thinking about it yesterday. I almost bust out my video and shot a video, but man, I was looking a little too rough for the video, so I ain't wanna give y'all all of that. But I was so fired up about this show.
I promise.
So yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We going in tonight, y'all. It's gonna be fired up. Get your pen is gonna be smoking tonight. Just go ahead and know you're gonna have to listen to the replay.
Definitely. Well, let's do it. I mean, you know, I know the last time we did this, we just had so much information to share, and we were really, we had to be mindful of the time, so we're going to do that again tonight. But again, if I'll just make sure you have your pencil, piece of paper, pen, or like we said before, if you have kids in the room, get a crayon, but you definitely want to take notes tonight. So we are going to get the ball rolling, and we are going to start with none other than the man of the hour, Mr. Billy Miller. So, Billy, go ahead and open us up.
Oh, I got the mic. Okay. Well, let's do it. Well, let me start off by saying everyone, let's just get into it. Everyone, and I'm talking about everyone, regardless of race, regardless of religion, regardless of gender, everyone wants to experience positive change in their life. Everyone wants to experience change, but nobody wants to take the necessary steps towards change. You know, everybody wants manifestation, but nobody wants to go through the process to get manifestation. But if you want positive change, you're going to have to do what's necessary in order to experience change. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 in the New Living Translation says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." See, change starts with the mind. You can't change what's in your pocket until you first change what's in your mind. You can't change what's in your body until you first change what's in your mind. You can't change your relationships until you first change what's in your mind. You're going to have a mind shift. You're going to have to change the way you think. And you have to first see it on the inside long before you see it on the outside. See, if you can't see it on the inside first, chances are you won't see it on the outside, because if you can't see it, you can't be it. You need to write that down. If you can't see it, you can't be it. If you can't perceive it, you can't achieve it. If you can't see it, you won't seize it. See, if your mind can't see that far, your feet sure won't take you there. And somebody's complaining, saying, "Oh, but Billy, you don't understand. My husband, he's a trip. I mean, I just don't see how this relationship is ever going to work." Well, that relationship would never work, because if you can't see it, you can't be it. "Oh, but Billy, you don't understand how much debt I'm in. You don't realize how many bills I got. I don't think I'll ever be able to pay off all these bills. I can't see myself paying these bills off. I can't see you paying it off either," because if you can't perceive it, you can't achieve it. "Oh, but Billy, you don't understand what I'm going through. I'm facing all of these challenges. I'm having all of these troubles. I just don't see how I'm ever overcome. I can't see myself being successful." Well, you'll never be successful, because if you can't see it, you won't seize it. You're going to have to start seeing it. You're going to have to start seeing it in your mind. You're going to have to start visualizing it. And this is a technique called visualization. Write that down. Visualization. And I'm about to give you the definition for this. Visualization is to see, form, or produce mental images. To see, form, or produce mental images. So visualization is to see, form, or produce mental images. It also means to create a mental picture. This is another word that you're familiar with. Is imagination. To visualize is when you use your imagination. And we all know how to use our imagination. You might not be using your imagination as much as you used to, but you've used it before, because we were all kids once. And as a child, you played with toys. And when you played with toys, you had a broad imagination. You know, the girls, they played with Barbie dolls, and they played house. You remember that game? You used to play house. The boys, they played with action figures. And we all used our imagination when we played with these toys. But when we grew up, society told us, "Hey, you're too old to play with toys." So you stop playing with toys, and when you stop playing with your toys, you stop using your imagination. And I challenge you today to pick up your toys again. And what I mean by that is you're going to have to start having a broad imagination. You're going to have to start using creating mental pictures in your head. You're going to have to start visualizing. You ever seen like a movie or a scene on TV where it's like this millionaire, right, and he owns this company and they want to tear down this neighborhood to build like this state-of-the-art museum or building or a mall? Mm. And they always, when you see it, they always be in a meeting, and on the table somewhere, they have a model of this building that they're going to build. And they haven't even started construction yet. They just talking about it, but they have this model. Well, that's just a fancy word for toys. See, millionaires still play with toys. And you need to start playing with toys. You need to start visualizing. You need to start seeing yourself where you want to be rather than where you're at. It's vital to use your imagination. It's important to visualize. It's important to visualize because it'll take you from the realm of impossibility to the realm of possibility. I'm going to say that again. It's important to visualize because it'll take you out of the realm of impossibility to the realm of possibility. You know, you may be faced with a situation. You may be saying, well, I don't know how I'm going to overcome this. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. But then when you start visualizing, you start imagining, you start meditating on the promises, meditating on God's word, meditating on the victory and success of it, after a while you'll be like, wait a minute, I can do this. You know, you look at your spouse and say, wait, we can do this, because you spent time visualizing and seeing it happen. You know, Mark chapter 11, verse 24 says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, according to the scripture, it says, whatever things you ask for when you pray. He says, believe that you receive what you pray for when you pray. He didn't say after you pray. He didn't say believe that you receive it when it shows up or after it comes to pass. He says, no, believe that you receive them when you pray on the inside. And then the scripture continues and says, and you will have them. That's talking about the manifestation of it. So you're going to have to see it on the inside first. I know I said this already, but it's worth repeating. You have to see it on the inside long before you see it on the outside. It's just like a painter who paints portraits. He sees it on the inside first, then he puts it on the outside where we can see it. He puts it on the canvas so we can see it. He already saw it. We just not seeing what he imagined. And that's how your life should be. You should see your success long before the world sees it. You see, I was debt-free in my mind long before I was debt-free on paper. I think y'all missed that one. I said I was debt-free in my mind long before I was debt-free on paper. I remember a time when I was in debt up to my ears. I remember it was two companies threatening to garnish my paycheck. You know, bill collectors was calling my house, annoying me. And I remember I went to my desktop, and I had some labels. And I created these labels that said paid in full. So on all of my debt statements, I put this sticker on there, paid in full, paid in full. And the reason I did that is because I didn't want the amount of debt to distract me from my goal. I wanted to see the goal. I wanted to focus on paid in full. So every time I would see a debt statement, I see paid in full. I remember I added up all of my debts, right, and got the total. And I remember I got my checkbook, and I wrote the check out for the amount. Now, I didn't mail the check because I didn't have the money. But what it was, I never wrote a check for this amount before, so it wasn't real to me. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to see myself writing a check for this amount. I just had to see myself doing it. And then it became more real to me. Now, I know somebody's probably laughing and saying, oh, that sounds stupid. You know, that's crazy. Okay, you laugh, but I'm debt-free. See, I'm debt-free. Now, of course, I'm not saying, you know, I didn't do the work. I mean, you still had to, you know, do the work. I still, you know, got control of my spending, and, you know, I still made payments. You know, I still was disciplined, and, I still had to get some financial literacy. But my point is, I had to first start with my mind. I had to first see it. I had to see myself being debt-free. I had to see myself being healed from high blood pressure. I had to see myself having sole custody of my daughter. I had to see myself long before I started doing these things. I remember I went to a job and I applied for this customer service job. And it wasn't a management position. And the owner told me, she said, well, you know, you just wear a polo shirt, you know, and some nice pants. I said, well, can I wear a shirt and tie? And she said, well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to, but, you know, you can wear a shirt and tie. And the reason I wanted to wear a shirt and tie, because I had to see myself being in a leadership position. I had to see myself being a manager. And 6 months later, I became a manager. And, you know, I'm going to share something, and I'm going to finish with this, something that I'm doing right now, because I still use my imaginations to go after my goals. I created this Facebook page called 1 Million Christians That Won't Quit. Listen, if you're a Christian and you're on Facebook, you want to join this page. It's at facebook.com/millionnoquit. facebook.com/million, MILLION, no quit. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I created this page, right, not long ago, and this guy came and wrote on my page, and he says, I don't understand this page. Why do you call it 1 million Christians That Won't Quit when there's only 400 and some people on it? It was like 400 and some people at this time. I said, well, that's how many people that you see. But what I see on the inside, what I see is 1 million Christians, you know, networking and encouraging each other to never give up. You know, I see like a community of over 1 million Christians that just motivating each other to not quit and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and sharing the word. This is what I see. And so I want you to go and join that page because I want you to witness this principle that I'm showing you right now, because when it gets to 1 million, you're going to finally see what I already saw long before I even created the page. See, the title is where I'm headed, not where I'm at. It's just like a bus. When you see a bus, like a tour bus or something, on the top of it, it's not written where it's at, but it's written where it's going. So I had created this page because this is where we're headed. And so you're going to have to start using your imagination. Get external props. Use your imagination, because it really does start in your mind. I mean, nothing will be refrained from you if you just start using your mind, changing your mind. Listen, y'all tuned in to Mind Shift Talk Radio with your host, Stacey Emery, the personal development expert. We got Dr. Ayo Kadar, the natural Zen diva. And you got myself, the motivational minister, Billy Miller, and we're teaching you how to condition your mind for success. We're going in tonight. Let's go.
That was awesome. He was on fire, right?
Okay. Smoking.
That was awesome. I love it. I liked it just straight out the gate. I mean, I love the message just about the visualization piece and just about seeing it. But, you know, I was over here just like waving my hands and kicking my feet when you were talking about the part about your debt. I want you to repeat that part about being debt-free before it was on paper. Say that part again.
Oh, I had to see myself. I was debt-free in my mind long before I was debt-free on paper.
I love it. I love it. I'm a millionaire in my mind before it's even on paper. Ah!
Right.
That's awesome. But, yes, I mean, it's right on point. And I love I just love how we flow together, because you said a lot of things that kind of tie into what I want to share as well tonight, Billy, about the visualization, but also just about the beginning part about seeing yourself in a different place. And I've talked about this before on the show. At the end of the day, for me personally, I think that the greatest asset we have is our mind, right? And we can choose our thoughts. We can change our perspective. We can make that paradigm shift. And I personally believe that's why everyone is listening to us tonight. You know, people are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio because they're open to new perspectives and they're ready for that mind shift. And so just to continue based on what you were talking about just now, as I said, I want to encourage everyone to first change your perspective and change your attitude about where you are right now. You know, view your current situation and your experiences as necessary and vital steps to elevate you to the next level. So we're not going to look at a current situation or circumstances from a defeatist perspective, but we want to sit there and say, okay, this is necessary. This is a part of my growth. This is where I need to be at this current place and at this current time in my life in order for me to get to the next level. So whether you're looking at your business, you may be unhappy about your current business situation. Maybe you're not happy about your current personal relationship. Maybe you're having issues, as Billy just said, with your finances, and you're just like, you just can't see a way out of your current situation. We first need to change our perspective about where we are. Once we change that perspective and look at our situations differently in a more positive light, it makes it that much easier for us to be able to handle the stresses and the challenges that we face on a daily basis. And it's so very easy for us to become overwhelmed and frustrated with our current environment when things aren't going the way that we want it to go. You know, of course, we would all like to be debt-free, as Billy just said, but sometimes that's not the case right now. But as he just said, I thought that was profound. It starts in the mind first before you can see it on paper. You know, how many of us find ourselves sitting around wishing and hoping that our situations were different? We hope that we get a better job. We wish that we had a better relationship. You know, we wish our children would act right. We wish we had more money in the bank. We can sit there and wish and hope all day long, but really in order for us to see that change, we're going to have to make that decision to get to the next level. We're going to have to see that change take place in ourselves before we can see that change take place in any situation that we're currently dealing with. So as I said before, I even posted this earlier today, that in order for us to see a change in our external environment, we have to first make the change in our internal environment. So what does that mean? Changing the terms, changing, you know, the way you see things internally. Well, first it starts with your thoughts. We just talked about your thoughts. We have to change the way that we think. We also have to monitor our self-talk. It's so easy to get caught up in a whole bunch of negative talk while you're driving. I wish there was a way to just record what we're saying to ourselves while we're driving in traffic. Not only are we suffering from road rage half the time, but a lot of times we're just saying so many things. We're having all these conversations with ourselves, and so we have to get to the point where we can monitor that self-talk and making sure that we're having healthy conversations with ourselves. Also, we have to exercise our faith and create a stronger belief system. So we need to change our thoughts, we need to monitor what we think, we need to monitor what we say, and we have to exercise our faith. But in order to see growth and transformation in every area of our lives, we have to believe that we're not only capable, but we're also worthy of doing more, of having more, of being more. You know, despite how challenging the journey may be, despite how many obstacles we come across, despite how hurtful it may be, despite how disappointing the experience may be at times, we have to realize that our faith is stronger than any obstacle that we're confronted with. And our faith is what allows us to look beyond that current situation. You know, I talked about changing your perspective, but it's also about your faith level. Where is your faith level? When you have a strong level of faith, you're able to look beyond where you currently are. It keeps you hopeful in what tomorrow brings. You know, you're like, despite what it looks like today, I have faith and I'm trusting that tomorrow is going to be a better day. It gives us that strength that we need to endure today's challenges. You know, I once read a quote by someone that says, when there's no faith in the future, there's no power in the present. And so, again, our faith empowers us to persevere and to weather the storms that we're going through right now in our lives. But again, going back to what I said before, you know, changing our perspectives, we also have to be careful and be mindful of our attitude. We have to change our attitude to obtain the results that we desire. And in John Maxwell's book, The Winning Attitude, this is exactly what he talks about. The Winning Attitude, he discusses how a change in your attitude simply starts with a decision and a choice to change. And so I want to share a few of the action steps. I'm going to share four action steps and choices that you can make and implement immediately to start to see positive change in your attitude. And once you start to see positive change in your attitude, you'll see a reflection of that in your circumstances. And so, again, like we said before, make sure you have a pen and a piece of paper. You should have already been writing down things that Billy shared with you before, but I want to make sure that you're writing this down as well. Okay, first thing is you want to have the desire to change. We said that before. And when you look at your life, there's normally three times in life that we're most receptive to change. first when we hurt so much that we're forced to change. You know, when it just hurts so bad. I remember having a conversation a few days ago with some individuals. You guys know we have great conversations in the beauty shop and the barber shop. So I was in the shop getting my hair done. We were having some conversations. And this young man asked me, he said, you know, how did you get to the point where you see things the way you see things? When did you get to the point where you had this positive attitude? And I said, you know what? I said, life experiences have brought me to this point. It gets to the point where you have so many bumps and bruises and it hurts so bad that you just don't want to hurt anymore. And so you make that conscious decision to change. And that's what happened for me. So that's one of the first times that we're receptive to change is when it hurts so much that we have no choice but to change. Another time that this happens is when we're bored and we become restless. And this is perfect when you think about stay-at-home moms, for example, housewives. You know, your whole life is devoted to taking care of your children, maybe taking care of your spouse, whatever it may be. Your children grow up, they go off to college, your husband spends more time at the office, whatever it may be, and you have this empty nest and you have more time on your hands. It's at this point where you realize, you know what, there's time for me to do something different. And so that encourages you to change as well because now you're bored and you're restless and you want to see else happening in your life. You want to be excited again. And so you desire to change. You make the decision to change. Another time is when we realize that we can change. For many of us, we don't even think it's possible for us to change. We think our current situation is going to be our lifelong situation, that there's no way to get out of where we are right now. And then all of a sudden you'll surprise yourself. Maybe one day you do something that you didn't even think you were capable of doing, whether it's cooking a meal, whether it's in a sport, maybe you're doing something with your child, maybe you figure something out on your own, you're like, wow, I didn't even realize I can do that. But that's when you're more committed to changing and you're more focused to changing when you realize that it's possible for you to change. So we have to have that desire to change. That's the first step. We have to make that commitment to change and we have to have that desire to change. Another thing is, about this before, we want to change our thought patterns. You know, where we are right now is based on our thoughts. Where we are is because of the thoughts that occupy our mind. So it goes back to what I even said about the self-talk. What thoughts are you holding? What are you saying to yourself? What is it that you think about throughout the day? Are you sitting there thinking about your dreams? Are you thinking about your goals? Are you thinking about your aspirations? Or are you thinking about what happened last night on the game? Are you thinking about what happened on the award show? What happened on this reality show? Is that what you're thinking about where your spouse or your significant other is instead of being home with you? What are you thinking about? The thoughts that we hold is going to really determine where we are right now. And also, it also will either take you to the next level or bring you down. And when I'm talking about the next level, I mean in terms of your feelings. You'll start use your feelings as a monitor, as a way for you to see where you are. If you're feeling really down and depressed and, you know, out and you're just not really happy, you have to say, okay, I know at one place, and with my current position, we were all able to monitor our mood elevator. So you check your mood, okay? If you're feeling real bubbly, maybe you have obviously you're having some positive thoughts, you're on the right level. But if you're down and you're frustrated and you're just kind of moping around, again, you check that mood elevator. What is it that I'm thinking about? Why do I feel this way? And then you check it at that point. So, again, change your thought pattern. In Romans 12, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? We have the power to control our thoughts. We can't say that anyone controls our thoughts. We have the power to control our thoughts. Does it take work? Yes. At the beginning, it does take work. And it's a lifelong process, but the more that you do it, the more that you exercise the habit, the easier it becomes for you. So, again, control your thoughts and change your thought patterns. Next thing is we want to develop good habits. Sounds really simple, right? Develop good habits. Well, it's easier said than done. You know, for many people, you start off doing something great. Think about your latest fitness journey. You know, at the new year, you're like, okay, I'm going to do great. I'm going to eat all veggies and fruits, and I'm not going to drink any more sodas. And, you know, we say all these things, and we go well for, like, the first couple of days, and then we kind of taper off. And then a month comes by, and then we're like, gosh, I didn't stick to it. Let me start again. And I've said this before. I remember when I would always be so focused on diet and exercise in terms of changing the way I looked. My day one was every Monday. I start off on Monday gung-ho saying, this is it. I'm about to get fine. I'm about to really do this thing this week. I'm going to be committed to this exercise schedule. I'm going to be committed to this diet. And then by Wednesday, I was eating French fries and cheeseburgers. You know, it's like, what happened? And I'm like, okay, next Monday comes, and I start again.
Hello. Stacey Emery. Dr. Ayo, you there? Okay, am I the only one here?
Uh-oh, did we lose Stacey?
Okay, that's all I was wondering.
That is interesting. I am so sorry, guys. I didn't even know that I was off. I'm just over here talking to myself. I am so sorry.
You were on a roll. You're like, no, where'd you go?
Really? I'm over here talking like, yeah, I'm talking about my diet and everything. Oh, gosh. Okay, so where did I leave off?
Stacey.
Hmm?
Get you a nice rotary phone.
Oh, honey.
And you won't have this problem. Okay.
Oh no.
Don't start
with
me, Billy. Look now. What?
We've
don't start with me.
Off air. A corded landline.
Off air.
And you had this problem. I'll send you one.
What? Chris hasn't said anything in the chat room. I'm waiting for him to say something about Nichols recorded in the paper on the top. He didn't say anything yet. So
I'm gonna send you a corded. I have a black corded phone that it weighs about 50 pounds, but I'm gonna send it to you in the mail. Because they help you out. Because your smartphone ain't too smart.
Oh, wow. You know.
Okay, Billy, guys, it's okay. We don't have to remember this. Because, see, Billy.
See?
Ain't nobody calling you like that.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm always, I bring in love. It's good. It's cool. Anyway.
Okay. Back on track.
Back on track. Focus.
Let's go.
Focus. I have to air our stuff in the street like that. We're not going to act up in front of people. All right. Well, what was the last thing that you guys heard me talk about?
You were talking about your diet.
Okay.
You were talking about your diet.
You
and you were starting and then you cut off. You said, you know, you were so focused and you was pumped up and, yeah.
Oh, that's why I didn't hear myself hang up, because I was laughing at myself. Okay, so yeah, I was just talking about with my diet, how I would always be excited to like start a new workout regimen or a diet plan or something like that, because, you know, for me, for people that know me, every year before my birthday, my goal is to look better than the year before and to be healthier than the year before. So I go into this new workout plan. But anyway, so I would come up with new plans on what I'm going to do, and I would start off well on Monday, and then by Wednesday, I'd be at McDonald's, like having burgers and fries and stuff, and I'd be like, okay, what happened to that whole diet that I said I was going to implement? And then I would say, okay, it's all right. I'll taper off this week, but Monday, I'm telling you, Monday is day one, y'all. I'm on it. And then next Monday would come, and I would do the same thing. So every Monday was a day one for me, and it was really interesting. And it got to the point where I was so frustrated with myself, like, Stacey, you can't do this every single Monday. You have to go ahead and start developing those good habits and stick to it. And sometimes there's a need to have accountability partners in our lives that can say, hold up, you know, you're getting out of hand again, get back on track. And so I go back to say that it's developing good habits, and it's not necessarily easy, but we have to be committed to it, and we have to be consistent in terms of developing these good habits. One great habit to have is proper time management, being able to properly manage your time. And that can be for a housewife to a corporate executive. We need to know how to manage our time. What are you doing throughout the day? Are you planning your day properly? If you're not planning your day, you'll notice that so many things are being thrown at you from different directions, and all you're doing all day is deflecting, and you're never really able to accomplish anything. And so we want to make sure that we're good managers of our time, just as we need to be good managers of our finances. But that's a great habit to develop. Another thing is to just make sure that we're developing good habits in terms of what we watch and what we listen to. We've talked about this. I know we've had Chris Gloss on here several times talking about making sure that we're monitoring our ear gates and our eye gates, being careful of the things that we listen to as well as the things that we watch on television. So just get in the habit of developing good habits, but I can't stress it enough. It may not be easy at the beginning, but just stick with it and be consistent, and you'll notice over time it becomes much easier for you to be able to do so. And then finally, we have to continually choose to have a right attitude. It's pretty similar to the last step that we talked about the consistency piece, is that we have to be mindful of that right attitude, and we have to continually choose to have a right attitude. It's so easy for our attitudes to revert back if we're not mindful of them, if we're not guarding our thoughts, if we're not cultivating our thoughts, it's so easy for us to revert back. And so we have to continually choose to have a right attitude. But at the end of the day, you know, I just shared four things: having the desire to change, making the decision to change, basically, changing your thought patterns, developing good habits, and continuously choosing to have a right attitude. But in all of this, all we can do is live one day at a time. And I say that because it can be so easy for us to become overwhelmed. We can listen to these positive shows. We can, you know, listen to all the motivational speakers. We can read the books and so forth and just be totally engulfed in personal development. And sometimes it can be overwhelming for someone that's new to the whole concept. You know, so I just want to say, again, you have to live one day at a time, and you take baby steps. There's so much that you can read. There's so many things we can do to be successful. But at the end of the day, without the desire to change, without the belief system in place that we can actually change, and without the commitment, we're not going to see changes in our external environment until we make those changes to our internal environment. So that is pretty much it, guys, as far as my piece before my phone disconnected on me. But again, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Ayo Kedar, the natural Zen diva. And we are discussing how to have that positive mindset, how to be to that place, be in that place, in that mindset where you're ready for success, where your mind is conditioned for success, and when you're ready to actually make that change. So that's what we're discussing, and I'm going to pass the mic to you, Dr. Ayo.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, my goodness. I wish I could hit, like, a button so you could hear the clapping start. You know, we could have, like, a pause so people could go ahead and... I'm telling you, you know, Stacey, you said you can sit and you can wish all day long, but you have to see the change within yourself. I mean, y'all, Lord have mercy. I mean, I know I can hear some amens out there if we could just hear the audience right now, just fired up. Fired up.
That was the audience right there.
Billy breathing on the phone like that. Oh, okay.
So that was the audience.
Oh, okay. I know it's late night radio, but all right.
That's advanced special effects right there, y'all. Y'all better stop.
Okay.
But yeah, guys. I mean, you know what? That was so powerful. You know, we got a power packed punch tonight because Billy started off telling us how you have to, the change starts in your mind. If you can't see it, you can't be it. If you can't see it, you won't seize it. Oh, every time you say that, Billy, I get fired up. I feel like, oh, I'm over here snapping my fingers like I'm in a somewhere. I don't even know. But, you know, the visualization piece is so important. And then Stacey led us into, you know, you have to take that, you got to take that change and bring it inside of you and help move it towards the outside. I mean, you know, and what I'm going to add on top of that is, what does fear look like? And five steps, I'm going to give you five action steps to give you greater courage. And the reason we're talking about courage is because you're going to need that courage to help you face your fears. You're going to need that courage to help you keep you pushing on towards that success train. See, because your fears, that'll keep you paralyzed and immobilized. But that courage, that'll take you where fear will keep you. Sometimes it's the courage to be silent when a word or a phrase, you know, comes to mind and you know good and well you just don't even need to say it. That takes some courage. Sometimes it's the courage to get up when it's cold outside. It's nasty and it's the last thing in the world that you want to do. You're going to have that courage to do what needs to be done when it should be done. And it's that courage that will help you when that silent voice that can be inside of you telling you, don't do it. You can't do it. you don't even know how to do it. That courage is what's going to help you push past that and answer that voice in your mind and say, you know what, I can do it, and I will do it, and I'm going to do it. You're going to need that courage to stand up against the crowd, to stand up for what you believe is right. It's the courage to stay with something long enough so you can succeed at it. That takes courage. The fact remains, you know, we've had a lot of great speakers on Mindshift Talk Radio. I mean, we've had some powerful, we've been so blessed to be able to just glean from powerful people who have just been so transparent and let you know what it really takes. How did it really, you know, because we always see people when they're at the top. We don't know the story, what it took for them to get there. But the thing is, guys, you know what? Many people found themselves after they've lost everything. Fear, it will strip you down to allow you to discover yourself. You know, there's a quote that always gives me great encouragement, and it's, he who has never failed has never succeeded. That gives me great comfort because I know, okay, you know what? I'm doing something right. At least I'm trying. Michael Jordan. You know Michael Jordan, he was cut from his high school basketball team. One of the greatest players that have ever lived was cut from basketball. And one of my favorite quotes from him, he said that he's missed more than 9,000 shots in his career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed. Lucille Ball was told to try any other profession besides acting. And now some of y'all might not know. I know Billy knows with his rotary phone who Lucille Ball is. I love Lucy, and to think, you know, she was told to try any profession besides acting. Elvis Presley, he got fired after his first performance. So the fact is, you're going to be faced with challenges, and you're going to be faced with people who don't believe. So you have to believe. You have to conquer your fears. Just think, where would we be if these people had messed up, had missed out and gave up? What would you miss out on if you quit? What will other people give up on if you quit? Your story could be the story that helps take someone, that inspires someone, that motivates someone to do something that they never thought they could do. See, the real tragedy in life is not even having a goal to reach. See, some people think that failure is a tragedy. It's humiliating to fail. But failure to reach your goal is not tragic. It's tragic to not even have a goal to meet. You know you met some of them people before. It's nothing more tragic than meeting someone who believes their life has no meaning, that they have no purpose, they have no contribution to make. You can just see them, and you got to, and I run far and wide. You know, if you can't, you try to pull them up a little bit, but sometimes you can't pull everybody up. But the fact is, you know, deep down, we all want to know that our lives make a difference. We all want to know that we're here for something, that we made a difference somehow. Imagine if Lance Armstrong had decided not to live strong. Now, he said that pain is temporary, but quitting lasts forever. So you have to realize right now you have the opportunity to create a life change right now. And it starts with giving yourself a chance for success. Okay, you can't seize opportunity by turning and running when things get rough. You're going to have to act. You have to act in spite of your fears. You have to act despite what others say or do, what others believe. The reason why so few people try is because of fear. Fear of poverty, fear of death, fear of change, fear of uncertainty, fear of failure. fear is the single, it's the single greatest obstacle to success. That it'll rob you of your happiness and your freedom, steal your peace of mind. Fear is what causes us to settle for far less than we're capable of. You know, I think that fear is actually the root cause of negative emotions. It's the cause of unhappiness, and it's really the cause of most problems in human relationships. Just think about it. Sometimes there are some of us out here who we allow ourselves to be mistreated and suffer in an unhealthy relationship because we fear being lonely. There's some of us out here who are fearful of change, fearful where fear of uncertainty. See, one thing for me, I think one of the blessings of being a military brat is you really can't fear change because you're always moving. you are always moving. And for me, it's like when I hit 6 years in a spot, I think, oh, man, I start to itch. Like, I've been here too long. I need to go. You're constantly, you have to learn how to embrace change. Mm-hmm. See, for true change, for true growth, you're going to have to be willing to lose what you have to move forward, to succeed. You got to start embracing uncertainty. Replace security with insecurity. You got to get uncomfortable. Chris Gardner, and I love his story because he reminded us that we're in the pursuit of our own happiness. You know, imagine the uncertainty he felt as he took that internship, as he took that job that he wasn't going to get paid for. And he did that for the hope of something greater. He knew it was more for him. Could he have let his fear take him over? Sure could have. But he allowed his courage to propel him forward. So you got to get in pursuit of your own happiness. You know, Bill White, he was the former baseball National League president. And when he was asked what's success, his reply was, you know, success is the ability to close the door on your past, regardless of your failures, and move forward. In other words, if you're not on the way, you're in the way. So it's best that you get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're here to tell you guys, you know what? You got to stop feeling guilty about something that happened yesterday in your past, or you're afraid to face something that might happen tomorrow. And we fail to reach total fulfillment today. Fear can keep us from enjoying today. So you got to realize that there is no such thing as failure. No such thing. Dennis Kimbrough, he's one of my favorite authors. He's got a book, Think and Grow Rich, the black version, and also What Makes a Great Great. And one of my favorite lines from him, favorite quotes from him, is he says that failure is not a single earth-shaking event. We do not fail overnight. Failure is the inevitable result of an accumulation of poor thinking and poor choices. Simply put, failure is nothing more than a few errors in judgment repeated every day. What are you doing every day? What are you thinking about? See, there's no failure, just lessons learned. So I know there are people, you guys tune in tonight to mindshifttalkradio.com because you're ready. You have a desire for change. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's folks out there, y'all are tired of constant struggle. You're sick and tired of being broke. You're tired of ducking and dodging your creditors. You're tired of feeling like you're not good enough. See, we know that you want something more. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening to us tonight. That's why you're listening to us on this replay. That's why you're sharing this replay with someone you know that needs to hear it. Because you want more, and you want others around you to have more. See, because the fact is, guys, we aren't lifted up on our own shoulders. We're lifted up on the shoulders of others. And that's why every week, each and every single single week. Stacey Emery, Billy Miller, Ayo Kedar, we bring it to you. We're here to empower you. We're here to prove the media wrong. We're here to prove the statisticians wrong because we know you want more. You deserve more. See, but that change, it's got to start in your mind. The fact remains, guys, nearly all of fear is a product of your imagination. 99% of the things that we worry about, they don't ever happen. Your fears are a product of your mind, and they only become real to the extent that you allow your mind to create it, and then you allow your body to feel it. I'm going to say that again because I think that's that mind and body connection. Your fears, they're a product of your mind, and they only are real to the extent that you allow your mind to create it and then allow your body to feel it. See, Billy talked about how, you know, he saw himself being debt-free and he took action. He saw it, he visualized it, he felt it, he internalized it, and he took action, consistent day-to-day action. So you have to become a person on purpose. Because when you get on purpose and you are so fired up, you know what? Can't nobody stop you. You might get slowed down a little while, but you can't be stopped. You got to move beyond positive thinking. You got to move beyond motivation, and you just got to get stuff done. So I'm going to give you 5 action steps to greater courage, and I know we're on the time clock here. Number one, know your because, okay? Some people say know your why, know your will. I say know your because that's what's going to take you the strength. Knowing your because is what's going to give you the strength to endure whatever is going to come your way, to endure whatever it takes to make happen. If it means putting in some hours, putting in some late nights, up early in the morning, you got to believe in what you're doing even when it seems like nobody else does. You got to know your because. You got to figure out what you want, and you have to be, and what are you willing to sacrifice to get it? Number 2, be prepared. So map out a plan and take action regardless of the circumstances. Now, yes, you may have to adjust fire, but you need to keep your eyes on a goal. Russell Simmons said, the thing about success is you always have to put in more hours than you plan. It happens on God's schedule, not yours. Okay? So get off that time clock and be prepared for what might come your way. Number 3, don't take it personal. You and your failure are not one and the same. You are not identical. You have to learn to view your circumstances separately. Failure is an attitude as well as an outcome. So develop the attitudes that express courage and don't personalize your failures. Number 4, learn how to say I can. Stacey talked about monitor your self-talk and have healthy conversations with yourself. What are you saying to yourself? Learn how to say I can. The language that you use to describe yourself, it could become your reality. So be cautious of what you're saying into yourself. Number 5, be the ruler of your mind. Stacey told us to check our mood level, and I love that. Especially women, yes, women, and men too, because y'all have cycles too. Don't act like that. But women especially, the hormones, you got to become the ruler of your own mind. You got to check your mood level. See, the fact is, courage is rooted in conviction and the desire to win. So you got to keep your consciousness high. Be wary of those people. Be wary of the naysayers. Beware of the people who are, they content in their own misery. You got to guard your thoughts, and you have to visualize victory. So it's good in the morning, spend some time meditation, have some quiet time, spend some time in silence, spend some time in prayer. You got to listen to empowering things like Mindshift Talk Radio every week, Monday night. You know how we do. Guys, I want you to just remember that you can do anything if you believe that you can. Will it be easy? No. Can't guarantee it. Nothing in life worth achieving is easy. But can you pull it off? Yes. But you'll never know unless you try, and keep on trying. So that's my piece, y'all. I hope you
love it.
Get it.
Right. She's put the spank on it. But, you know, and while you were talking about fear, Io, it was just like, it just reminds me of that whole acronym of, you know, false expectations appearing real. And then you said, you know, fear is a product of our imagination. So, again, we've talked about the power of imagination. Are you using that for good or for negative, or, you know, for bad, for negative thoughts? And are you believing negative things about yourself or about your situation? I know there's one quote by John Maxwell where he says that we have to realize that faith is stronger than our fears. You know, so it just goes back to what you just said. It really is a product of our imagination. It is a false expectation appearing real. But our fears have no strength. They have no merit on their own. We give them power over time, so we have to be very careful about that. But, again, you know, that was just hot. Billy, what are your thoughts about what Io just shared?
Well, you know, she was talking about the, you know, the whole fear thing, and I was thinking about how well they go with what I was talking about because, you know, I talked about the imagination and visualizing. And worry is actually meditating in reverse. You know, it's going the other way. Instead of, you know, we always play the tape. We always worry more than we do visualize positive. So instead of playing the video, playing the movie for us, we usually play it against us. And, you know, we sit there and so that's actually a lesson if you don't know how to visualize. Somebody might be saying, well, I don't know how to do it. Well, if you're not doing it the right way, then chances are you are doing it the wrong way. So stop worrying and just put it in reverse. Instead of playing the tape against you, you know, worst case scenario, and you just play this whole movie in your head that went just disastrous. And like Io said, I can't remember the percentage, but like 99% of the stuff won't even happen.
Mm-hmm.
Play the tape the other way. You know, instead of saying I'm going to get fired because they're laying people off, start visualizing yourself getting a promotion, you know, so stuff like
okay.
that. So yeah, just stop playing the tape against you, and that's what I was getting out of it. That I'm glad she tackled that fear.
Definitely. Well, a lot with tonight. We talked about our belief system. We talked about visualization and imagination. We talked about making the commitment and the decision to change your circumstances, your situation. And Io just sealed it with courage, having courage and overcoming your fears. And she shared some amazing quotes. So definitely we encourage you to go back and listen to the replay. And as we said, share this show with other individuals, mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, if you are not a fan yet, we definitely encourage you to go online now and become a Facebook fan. Go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio to get updates about our shows, to get more information about our guest speakers, and to hear about upcoming events that we may be having as well. And also, I can't stress this enough, you guys have to be here next Monday night. If you enjoyed anything about this show tonight, you do not want to miss next week's show. It is going to be phenomenal, to say the least. Next week, we are going to be joined by an amazing speaker. And this woman is a wife, she's a mother, she's an entrepreneur, she's an artist. She's a nationally acclaimed motivational speaker and author of the book Unarmed But Dangerous. I'm speaking of Tawana Williams. She is going to be joining us on MindshiftTalkRadio.com. When I tell you I am geeked, I am geeked, I am geeked. I am so excited about this woman. We've talked about all these ways to condition our minds for success. This woman is going to show us that it doesn't matter where you are, despite the struggles and the trials that you've had to deal with, you can get to the next level, you can overcome, you can go beyond your past, you can be restored. You know, one thing she says is, she says, I seldom think about my limitations because I'm focused on my possibilities. Why is that profound? Why is that so dynamic? Because she was born without arms. And so we talked about not having excuses. We've talked about having courage. We've talked about overcoming fears. You have to be here next week to hear Tawana Williams share her story and share her message. So, again, that is it for tonight. We thank you all for listening to Mindshift Talk Radio. Again, join us next week, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And we thank you all that were in the chat room sharing your thoughts and your comments and your concerns. You guys were all awesome, as always. So that is it. We will speak to you guys next week. Time, same place. Be blessed. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Mind Shift Radio.